3. The next step was a visit to the Heisman Memory Unit and a talk with Terry Maitland's father, if he was having a good day, presuming he had good days anymore. Even if he was off in the clouds, she might be able to talk to some of the people who worked there. In the meantime, here she was in her pretty good hotel room. She powered up her laptop and sent Alec Pelley an email titled Gibney Report Number 1. Tummy and Tuppence menus were leafleted in a 9-block area on Thursday, April 19th, based on interview with co-owner Mary Hollister. I am confident this date is correct. Such being the case, we can be sure it was the date Merlin Cassidy abandoned the van in nearby parking lot. Note that Maitland family arrived Dayton around noon on Saturday, April 21st. I am almost positive the van was gone by then. I will check with local police tomorrow, hoping to close off one more possibility, and will then visit the Heisman Memory Unit. If questions, email or call my cell. Holly Gibney, Finders Keepers. With that taken care of, Holly went down to the hotel restaurant and ordered a light meal. She never even considered room service, which was always ridiculously expensive. She found a Mel Gibson film she hadn't seen on the in-room movie menu and ordered it, $9.99, which she would deduct from her report of expenses when she filed it. The picture wasn't great, but Gibson did the best he could with what he had. She noted the title and the running time in her current movie logbook. Holly had already filled over 2 dozen others, giving it 3 stars. With that taken care of, she made sure both of the room's door locks were engaged, said her prayers, finishing, as she always did, by telling God that she missed Bill, and went to bed, where she slept for 8 hours with no dreams, at least none that she remembered.